Hey everyone, happy new year. Welcome to 2024. 2023 ended awful for my family. We got sick right before Christmas, or a bug started making its way through the house. Kind of peaked late last week, and we've been in recovery. Christine's still trying to recover, me still not 100%, but hey, that's life during winter, right? Bugs get passed around more often. Damn it. Stop passing bugs around. Anyways, we've got box office stuff to talk about. Annual numbers, weekend numbers, a little bit about some stories on LRMonline.com. So let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and Genreverse Podcast Network. Available on all your favorite podcast apps like Apple or Spotify, Google, Amazon. Follow us there. Leave a review if you can, you know, hit the review thing. Do it. And follow. Yeah, I said that, right? Subscribe to the Genreverse YouTube channel. All of the podcasts like Daily Cog, Cantina, whatever Breaking Geek comes back as. I actually know some stuff, but I can't delve into that right now. But when they come back sometime in the near future, anime reactions, trailer reactions also go up on the YouTube channel. So there's a big reason to be subscribed. Like this video. Dislike it if you have to. Leave a comment down below. Check out LRMonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, opinions, written stuff. And hey, there are celebrity interviews and the podcasts are available right there on the side. Oh, I don't have my cursor on right there. There's different scenes or setups I have for OBS, the recording software I use, and some of them I don't want the cursor on, and others I don't mind, and sometimes I'll duplicate something to reuse it and forget to change things up. Anyways, how was your 2023? It was a rough year, like all years have been for most people since 2020, of course, but for some of us, myself included, being rough much longer than that. But hey, we made it through. I'm still here. You're still here. Thank you for still being here. And I don't mean just watching, but still being around. Anyways, before we derail it into Depression Town, LRMonline.com. I mentioned that because, hey, they're like the, I don't want to say parent company, parent website, parent, I mean, the company's Latino Review Media. But anyways, LRMonline, great website, been around for a long time, been around for over 20 years, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that pretty cool? I started writing for the website, God, 2018, was it August? I could look it up, but I'm not going to. It was you know, middle of 2018, somewhere around there. Worked my way through writing stuff, still occasionally write stuff. If you're interested in writing, drop a line to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at lrmonline.com. Put LRM Online new contributor. You can write about anything you want in entertainment, geek, pop culture type stuff, video games, anime, manga, comic books, Star Wars, fantasy stuff, you name it. If it's entertaining, you could write about it. Cam Clark, senior editor over at LRM, has written some stories up for you guys. Adam Driver, no more Ben Solo, not returning to Star Wars, not really surprising. Made an appearance on the Smartless podcast, said they're doing stuff, but not with me. I'm not doing anymore. Is anyone really surprised? I mean, spoiler alert, he's dead. I know some people want like an exploration of his past and how he fell, why he fell, all of that, which could theoretically be good. It really, really could. But I just don't care. I'm tired of Star Wars having to fix itself. Like, can we get some stuff done well for once, you know, off the bat, like right off the bat. Cam also writes a lot of fantasy articles on fantasy stuff, Game of Thrones, G.R.R. Martin things and general Lord of the Rings. Of course, Wheel of Time's a big thing. We have a Wheel of Time podcast. We call it The Dragon Reviewed. So if you're into fantasy, it's somewhere right there we go. The Dragon Reviewed. You can check that out. But yeah, we're going to see some costume changes for Matt. Not surprising. He had a big character shift in season two. If you have not seen the Wheel of Time season two, especially like if you gave up after season one, go check out season two. It actually got a lot better, and season two was a lot of fun. So yeah, those are a sampling of what you guys can find over at LRM. But that's not all, folks. We of course, like I said, cover everything you can imagine in entertainment. So yeah, hoity-toity movie stuff. Our interview team, Gig and Nancy, they do a lot of interviews for a lot of different films across genres. Anyways, guys, we got to talk about some box office stuff. We have the annual. We're gonna look, because you know, 2023 ended and we're now in 2024, so we're gonna take a look at the annual first before we dive into the weekend. 2023, it had quite the sprint at the very, very end to make money. $114 million weekend. We'll get into that. But ending at $8.9 billion for the year. And those of you watching on YouTube can see a chart. And if you're listening, hey, it's cool. I'm going to explain most of it anyways. But check out the YouTube channel when you can. Not while driving. 8.9, up from 7.4 billion the year prior, which is definitely way higher than 2020 and 2021, of course, which had 1.9 and 4.5 billion respectively. It was in that zone where I had said probably over a month ago now, between 8.5 and 9, before I was like, no, it's going to be 9. And hey, man, I was really freaking close. If Aquaman had had a better opening weekend, we might be looking at 9 billion. Dollar year. Before the pandemic, though, for comparison, the last time we had under $10 billion year, raw numbers, not adjusted for inflation, but the last time raw numbers was 2008, where we had 9.7 billion before the 2009 kicked over the 10 billion mark, and it stayed above that for a while. Now, adjusted for inflation, it's been a long time. We haven't had box office this low in a long time. You'll see that we've been losing money. Like the box office has been going down. There's little ups and downs, but a general trend down from a peak like in the early 2000s, 16.5 billion adjusted for inflation, but getting back to like the era of MCU and stuff like that, 2008 peak, since then 14.9 billion dollars. But you've been seeing this trend where, adjusted for inflation, it's been going down. And even in the raw numbers, we have this up and down there in the 2010s and teens, after the MCU started, you know, 10.6 in 2009, down to 10.4 and 10.1 and 10 and 11, and then up to 10.9, down to 10.8, up to down to 10.2, up to 11.1, and these are raw numbers again. So the point being is, we're not gaining money. We're not getting money in the box office. The box office is losing money over the years. Yeah, sure, you're seeing these big numbers, but they're not. That's not the full picture, you know, but it's still like sad to see, because, man, movies are more expensive. You can see the cost of tickets here on the far right of your screen, from, say, an Iron Man 2008 Iron Man's Day, $7.50 up to $10.53 a ticket, average ticket price now. But that's not necessarily all your like regular theaters. That's because of the huge increase in premium experiences and premium theaters, your cinema cafe type things, your IMAXs or FOMAXs or whatever they call the smaller IMAX screens. it's not just like the regular ticket price, although those have gone up as well. So annual, yeah, we're making some recovery versus the pandemic, but we are way below. When we talk about the top movies from 2023, you see Barbie at the top, which is, you know, kind of surprising that there's not a Marvel movie there, considering how many came out this year. And the next one is, and it made $636 million. The Super Mario Brothers movie brought in $575 million, just shy of $575 million. And then Across the Spider-Verse bringing in $381 million. Guardians brought in at the number four spot $358 million, and then Oppenheimer $326 million, Little Mermaid $298 million, and then you get Avatar: Way of Water, which is actually a 2022 movie, still brought in $283 million in 2023. Ant-Man and the Wasp $214 million, $187 million John Wick $4 million, and $184 million for Sound of Freedom. And the Sound of Freedom was like an independent film, and it's a top 10 film in 2023. And it's not like a Oscar bait type indie film either. That's a rough year, guys. It's cool to see that things can do well like Oppenheimer. But Marvel, DC, I mean, there's no DC movies out, and they had several. They had The Flash, they had Aquaman, which, you know, just came out, fair enough. But there was other December movies in the past that made bank. And when you look at, you know, a top 10 film, two top 10 films under $200 million, you're like, man, Aquaman couldn't even eke out $180 million, $184.2 million in 2 weeks, two weekends, you know, 2 weeks. Nope, it couldn't. Yeah, that's the annual, guys. I'm done discussing that. So let's discuss the weekend chart. I mentioned that it made $114 million dollars to end the weekend, in the year. And good for them. I mean, that's a swing for the fences. One of the most interesting things, though, is that 1608. Sorry, I gotta mark these down. Like I said, guys, it's been rough. I'm still not 100%. So brain, not the best. Wonka, number one movie in the domestic market again, up from number two, added 33% to its weekend over weekend, 33% to its totals over last weekend. Aquaman slipping to number two and being the only movie to lose weekend over weekend, except for two others in the top 10, both of those being number 9 and number 10, The Boy and the Heron and the Hunger Games: Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, 10 and 9 respectively. But like top 5 movies, if they're not new, they added money weekend over weekend. Aquaman lost money weekend over weekend. That's rough, man. When you look at it in that context, people that hadn't seen Wonka and hadn't seen Aquaman chose to see Wonka. People that saw Wonka once chose it again over seeing Aquaman again. However you want to slice it, there's a dozen different ways to slice it. It doesn't look good for it, and that sucks. I feel bad. A lot of people put their blood, sweat, and tears into it, but hey, one of the positives, it's doing fairly well overseas, and it's brought in $251 million total. And I know a lot of people, and myself included, have been making comparisons to the Marvels, which $199.9 million, like, it, sure, $200 million. Aquaman's made more than that, but it's not a success, allegedly costing 205, and I get all my box office data. I talk from thenumbers.com, the-numbers.com. $205 million production budget. We generally do the, you know, two times to break even. But there were reshoots. There was a lot of drama behind the scenes. There was a lot of testing, and I wouldn't be surprised, much like the Marvels having a claimed, like, what was it? They claimed 250? 274 is what's claimed on the 275-ish on the numbers website. That's probably closer to 350. This is probably closer to like 250, 275, maybe even a little bit more. It's likely to lose money unless it just has a knockout performance going into the international market. China seemed to love it. They're the number one fans, producing the majority of the international market. They're also a reason why we have the Venom trilogy. Blech, that's awful. And then you guys supporting it like on Redbox and stuff like that. Point being is comic book movie fatigue is a real thing. It's not too many. It's too much mediocrity, too much bad, and too much drama on screen, off screen. Both companies, and I know there's more to comic book movies than just Marvel and DC, but let's face it, they're the head honchos. It's across the board kind of messy, guys, and that really sucks. I miss comic book movies being relatively dependable, at least for Team Marvel, for the longest time. DC had some hits in there, but yeah, people are tired, and fatigue, I think, is real. And the reason why I insist on calling it fatigue instead of just people being tired of bad stuff is that I think even if good stuff starts hitting again, people aren't going to care enough to go see it. They're just tired already. You could deliver phase three level content right now, and I don't think enough people would see it to rekindle that relationship with the audience. I wish it would, but I don't think it will. That's it for today, because I did some rambling and we're already at 20 minutes. Hopefully maybe I've managed to cut some stuff out. Maybe I didn't ramble all that much to you guys. Man, look, Aquaman, 81%. The audience says they like it, but not enough people seeing it. And that means there's got to be some word of mouth out there for it, right? I don't know, guys. It's so rough. Anyways, let's close it out. Genreverse YouTube channel. Make sure you are subscribed. All the content, playlists are a great way to consume our content. Follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Of course, we've got merch. Link in the description box below. Redbubble link in the description box below. And of course, LRMonline.com every day for all written news, reviews, celebrity interviews, and more. I've been Kyle, and I'll see you guys maybe tomorrow. Bye.